RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casino. Nothing else comes close.
Probably still a bit of reflux in the mouths of many after the way game two came to an end and the personalities involved on the score sheet in Edmonton and Florida now that that series shifts back to game three tonight. Marty, how was your weekend?
Weekend was great. When we get to the best and worst of the weekend late in the show, I'll tell you how I spent my day yesterday, which was probably the best of the weekend, including some driving, some tennis watching, some, when we get there. But you're right when you look at the way that game two ended up going. And I told you the story off the air, but I'll tell to all our listeners. So I have books, right? I have books of notes and that I take, and when we prepare for the show, I write down things because I know you always go back to it. Duffer, you do this prep work, like when you have your game notes for the games, there's scribbles everywhere. Only you can decipher what it means.
Oh, yeah.
Because of where it is. It's incredible. But so I do type of the same thing, like with my own ways. And so Friday, I'm getting ready to like sit down and watch the game. And I grab my book where I write down like first period, what happened to go back. I was on my last page. I had already written on my last page. I didn't realize that I had taken out pages from the back end and I was out of pages.
Game
and then
one,
I went to the printer.
Taking a lot out of you.
I know. I went to the printer to grab some blank paper and there was no paper in the printer. And I was like, what the hell is going on here? Like, I don't have anything. So I grabbed an old scrap of paper, the one that I could find. And I'm like, I got to need, usually I take one page per period. I'm going to have to really be locking in and really be precise with my notes. This game goes to double OT. I was writing little notes in the corner of my page and sideways and turning the paper upside down. But it was, what a game, what a performance by both teams, really. And both teams could say, well, they should have walked out of Edmonton up 2-0. Like the Oilers could say that, the Panthers could say that after game one. So it was an amazing start to finish type of game for me.
Two new nicknames for you now, the Paperboy and Jimmy Page is.
Jimmy Page, I love it.
So we'll tuck those away. Happy birthday, Matt Vince, by the way. Number 48 is 43. He is a six-time NLL champion. The Bandits' King of the Crease is eight-time goalie of the year. We bring this up early because we know it might be late in his career, but he needs to come back and
he
push
to come back
for a fourth straight title in Bandit Land. So happy birthday, Vino.
Happy birthday, Vino. It was Rob Ray's birthday yesterday, too. 57 years old for Razor. Razor is not playing again. That has been for many, many years. He's not
Six
coming
fewer
back.
Titles as well.
Oh. What is it?
Six fewer titles for Razor also.
Yes. But, you know, I think I could put Rob Ray in some goalie, lacrosse goalie equipment and see what that would be like. I'd like to see that. And I think there would be a lot of people that would line up to take shots at Razor as well. But no, happy birthday, Razor. Yesterday, happy birthday, Matt Vince. And yes, he needs to come back, play one more year, and do the Derek Jeter tour, like around, and get gifts from all the organizations because of how successful he was.
Well, he'd need a separate room for Swedish Fish at that point, because that's what every team would provide based on...
That would be unbelievable, the amount of big bags of Swedish Fish that he would get.
Vehicles full of Man. Swedish Fish.
Now, you know what? Like, let me ask you this. Like, these are things we learn about athletes, usually later in their careers, their little odds and ins and out of what they do to prepare. Like, when you go to double overtime, like mm-hmm. he did in Friday night between Florida and the Edmonton Oilers, mm-hmm. there's a lot of stories that come out of that. Like, pizzas in between during the intermissions. You know, well, it wasn't true, but there was a ice cream story with Brad Marchand earlier in the playoffs that he played up a little bit. But there's all these kind, and I couldn't do it. I remember we went through, you know, double overtime, triple overtimes in my American League, NHL things or whatnot. And guys are out there eating bagels and what. I couldn't do it. I like that. If I put food in my body, like my stomach is going to gargle and it's going to make noise. It's going to cramp up. Like I couldn't do it, but it's late in the season. It's hot outside and you're losing a lot of weight. You need to replenish a little bit. Which is, you know, definitely something that both teams had to do. And then if this, like, they basically played an extra game, right, Duffer? They played an overtime, and it was almost a full overtime in game one and two overtime in game two. Like, they've already played an extra game, and it's just two games into the finals. So you get to overtime again tonight, there's going to be some bodies that are going to be worn down from all the extra minutes. McDavid's played over 30 minutes in both of the games.
You would think that that could be true. But I really, again, because you're talking wide brush that captures everyone on this, like, does it really impact anyone more than the other? Because it's all adrenaline at this point when you're that close to the prize.
Yeah, I you're right. It's all adrenaline. Like, you don't think about it. You go out and you play your shift, and you know, you get into a rhythm, right? You're like, I put me out there every other shift. I don't care. My body's just gonna keep me going. Look at the effort, Draisaitl's effort on the Marchand game-winning goal. I mean, he came back, he back-checked as hard as he ever have done, got to Marchand, got the stick tied up. It fooled Stuart Skinner, because Draisaitl's effort was so good that it made Brad Marchand lose the puck a little bit, just poke at it, and Skinner didn't really know what was going on in front of him. Like, I'm not saying that without the back check, maybe Skinner makes a save on Marchand, but it's just the effort, right? And Draisaitl didn't think at that moment, it's second overtime, I'm tired. No, he just got the legs going and
unreal.
It worked.
It was an amazing back check.
Yeah.
Amazing stick
position. And he got there.
Unbelievable. He was all over the stick. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's just an unfortunate result for both Draisaitl and Skinner involved directly in that play. But the with the number of times we see penalties called automatically in situations like this, to be able to go kind of frame by frame and look at it and go, Draisaitl did everything right here as
clean,
far as trying.
Clean, huh? Clean, clean.
Clean, so clean. Yeah. Amazing.
It was unreal, right? And I I know we, you know, it's game three tonight. So, you know, we're starting to like see some movement in the Conn Smythe kind of odds and who's leading and who can slide in there. And I'll tell you this, like, I don't think I would put Draisaitl as the Conn Smythe favorite for the Oilers right now. I think Connor McDavid would be that guy. And look, that play by McDavid, right, to Draisaitl was unbelievable. That made it 3-2 in the first period. And at that moment, I thought the Oilers are going to get out of Edmonton with a 2-0 lead. Like, mm-hmm. that was the stick handling, the pass, Draisaitl as the wide open net. But now, fast forward to late in the third period, when McDavid passes it to Draisaitl, that save that Bobrovsky made mm-hmm. that kept it at 4-3.
The left pad save.
Now, Perry scored to make it 4-4, and we go to OT, and it was, you know, crazy in the building in Edmonton. But that save by Bobrovsky on Draisaitl, like, it was unreal. That type of control, body control. When I look at goaltenders that have that body control, that rotation of the hips, the flexibility to get across, I'm sitting on the couch thinking, like, there's not a lot of athletes in the NHL that can make that saves. There's probably 10 at the most goalies that can make that save in the way that he reacted, push, made. It was unbelievable. And still, he gives up one in the last 20 seconds to go to OT, but Florida was the better team in game two, in my opinion. And they, you know, put a lot of pressure on the Oilers, so much so that now you've got the Oilers kind of changing their defense pairing. Looks like Nurse and Bouchard are going to play together, and Klingberg and Ekholm are going to play together. Maybe it's because you're on the road and you need to spread them around a little bit, but the Edmonton Oilers gave up 3 breakaways, 2 to Marchand, 1 to Reinhardt. Reinhardt could have won it in the first OT.
Yep.
Like, there was these. So there was moments where the Oilers needed to adjust, and Florida put a ton of pressure. I think they took over in the second period of game two.
Want some spontaneous trivia?
Yes.
7 players so far have 3 points or more in this year's Stanley Cup final. That is a really high number through 2 games.
Yes. Yes.
Name the 7.
McDavid, Draisaitl. I'm going to go Marchand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to go Bouchard.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to go... I am going to go...
Starting to become hilarious based on the last time we did this exercise.
Yes. Oh, it's the same guys?
One of them.
One of them, Kane?
Mm-mm.
Mm. Is Perry up there?
Mm-mm.
Jeez. Barkov has to be there.
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Okay. How about...
I think you just exhausted your 3 strikes, by the way.
I exhausted my 3 strikes. How about Lundell?
No. Series winning goal scorer last series, Carter Verhaeghe, of course.
Of course.
And the least likely for you to get, Nate Schmidt. 4 assists.
I would never have guessed Nate Schmidt.
I know, but that's the whole point, is the expected and the unexpected. That's the beauty of the playoffs. It's the beauty so far of this incredible Stanley Cup final. Marty, honestly, like, we talk about hockey every single day.
Yeah.
This level that we are seeing right now in these 2 games, and maybe it got pushed aside as far as the drama last year because it started with Florida winning 3 games, and then it needed Edmonton to come back and push it to game 7, which turns into a 2-1 Florida win. This is ultimate. It borders to me on the level that people feared for decades when you keep saying bigger, faster, stronger. The speed is so borderline out of control right now. It blows my mind.
There's a reckless element to it. There's a reckless element to the game right now.
And every now and again, you see a player exercise caution at the last split second to avoid ultimate peril. Yeah. And I don't recall seeing those types of decisions before. No, it is wild. It is wild.
Look, the Oilers having to elevate their level because they lost last year, and they want to make sure that, okay, that's not going to happen in consecutive years, as pushed Florida. But both teams are better this year than they were last year.
I think so.
That's something that we've talked about. Look, Florida lost some pieces, yes. But you go out and you replace a lot of those pieces by having Brad Marchand and having Seth Jones as two major acquisition at the deadline. And the Oilers, all season long, the problem was they lost their depth in McLeod, in Fogle, in Holloway. They lost their depth. When Evander Kane came back and all of a sudden it readjusted, and Kasper Kapanen is looking like he could have won it in OT. He had a right. 2-on-1.
And Victor Arvidsson, further down on depth, maybe didn't meet expectations, but he's still depth and he's still there. And it's as good or better than the depth they had last year.
It's better. It is better, I think, because now you can play.
And Wallman, obviously, on the blue line, the minutes are huge.
The minutes are huge. And it makes a big difference. But now you can play McDavid and Draisaitl apart and stay in the game. And it's not a panic button type of move when you put them together in the third period. It's more like this was the plan. We're going to, you know, it's Rocky fighting as a right-handed fighter. And late in the rounds, he's like, okay, now go back to lefty. That's what the Oilers are doing right now. And the depth is working better. Now, instant trivia or whatnot. How many points does Barkov and Reinhardt have in the finals so far?
Combined. 3-0. Okay. I should have said 2 because I didn't see them on the list that I was showing.
Exactly.
Earlier.
But yeah. I named Barkov and Reinhardt on the list that you said 7 players have 3 or more points in the first 2 games, which is a big number. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking at that list and I'm like, Barkov has 0 and Reinhardt has 0?
Do you think, both have had their injury issues in this postseason. I don't see it in the play of Barkov. I think his tracking, his creativity, his everything is still there, despite the points not being. Do you think Sam, though, is not 100%?
No, Sam isn't. And he missed a game, right?
Right.
He missed time and he got hurt. When he had that breakaway in overtime, and it looked like it was a long-range breakaway that he had plenty of time, and he rushed his shot. He saw a little opening and he rushed it. I think he didn't have the confidence that he wasn't going to get caught, like that somebody wasn't going to get after him and catch him, because he doesn't have – Sam never had top gear, like top speed, but I really feel he looked back and was like, ugh, I'm not going to get there. I better rush it a little bit. And yeah, Sam doesn't feel to me like he's at 100%. But I don't think that the Florida Panthers are worried about it, because what has happened with them is, so they have a line of Rodriguez, Barkov, and Reinhardt. Just go out there, play your game, you know, be strong defensively, go out and try to counter the top players, McDavid or Draisaitl on the other side. And then we'll let, you know, Bennett and Verhaeghe and Marchand, Lundell, whatever, take over the game. And it worked. Look, the amount of goals that has been scored, 8 on each side right now, it's worked. I mean, I'd love to see another 5-4-4-3 game tonight. That's what I'm cheering for.
How can you not? This is the thing. Like, we're not talking about goaltending. It's not a factor at all for those numbers you just spoke of. And I just think that the pace at which these games are played, I think this scoreline is inevitable each and every night. I really don't see how you play 2-1 games right now.
And the problem, you talk about the minutes, is that both teams have had to deal with feeling the pressure from the other side. Like, the amount of times in the second period of game 2 where the Oilers had their defense on the ice for almost 2 minutes, 2 and a half minutes on the ice, and then a team takes over. Mm-hmm. And then whoops, like it changes. Then all of a sudden it's the Oilers that are in the offensive zone, kind of circling around puck possession. And then you see at the bottom of the screen, the ice time for the Florida Panthers. And you're like, oh, they're on the ice for almost 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. It has gone both ways. There's not been like one storyline that you could say has favored one team compared to the other. Special teams have I've obviously Marchand last game, the shorthanded goal, that was huge for them. That was a big moment. That makes it 4-3 at that point. Like, it's 3-3 and the Oilers are going on the power play. You're thinking, oh, that game could change on the Oilers side. It changed on the Florida Panthers side. But I feel like there's not one part of the games right now that you could say this team has the advantage. It hasn't shown yet in the first two games.
Game three happens tonight. Big news happened during our last show of last week. That was Pete DeBoer being let go by the Dallas Stars. My question, of course, most of our day on Friday was consumed with having Jarmo Kekalainen join the show, and we can talk a little further about that as we roll on in this brand new week here on Sabres Live. But as you would expect, social media and elsewhere, the immediate local angle that comes to mind when someone with as high a winning percentage as Pete DeBoer goes on the market: should we pursue Pete DeBoer? This is a Sabre fan base related question, not across the board, obviously, but from some members of it. And it comes with full validity based on DeBoer's career path. And oh my goodness, like, yeah, he came in with the Devils and went right to a Stanley Cup final. But just look at his last three teams. Like, the winning percentage
the
with
Sharks,
Dallas,
the Vegas,
winning percentage with Vegas,
Golden
the winning
Knights
percentage with San Jose. Like, holy cow, you're not finding that elsewhere. And I'm only bringing this up because, obviously, a large faction of the Sabres fan base would be interested in a discussion on it. And because you know all the parties involved here, from being in the organization and how people are wired and what's been said about what has to be done to try to take us collectively to the next level. Like, I didn't get to specifically ask you. Again, we were dealing with, you know, two other longer form interviews on Friday. Does, in your opinion, the Sabres hockey department look at Pete DeBoer as a potential asset? Does Lindy Ruff look at this as an opportunity to move within the group, enhance its team building, if you will, and allow a Pete DeBoer to step in? Like, I'm fascinated by the discussions that have to be going on with a significant number of NHL teams based on Pete DeBoer's track record.
Yes. So the first thing that I think of when I think of Pete DeBoer is, what about him? So the story was that he has coached in 29 of the last 30 seasons. When you look at, you know, juniors to the NHL, to, he never took a break. Right. And one of the questions to Jarmo Kekalainen, Shayna's question the other day was, what is taking a break done for you? Sometimes you need to take a break. Does Pete DeBoer even want to coach right now? Does he want to take a, he has one more year left on his contract. He's getting paid next year, regardless. He's getting full salary. And I think that if you're Pete DeBoer, you probably say, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to take a, and plus, better opportunities, because there's no coaching vacancies around the NHL right now. Like, there's not. Well, there's the Dallas Stars, but everything else has been filled up, right? So is it better for Pete DeBoer himself to say, I'm going to take a break and I'm going to wait? Because by December this year, there may be a great opportunity. By June next year, there may be an even better opportunity. I think he probably is going to show patience. Now, that doesn't mean that organizations around, including the Sabres, can't have that discussion. Like, but if I'm looking at the Sabres right now, this is what I'm looking at. We made a commitment to start something with Lindy Ruff last year, and we want to see this commitment through. Like, we want to keep the consistency here. But we have to always evaluate where we're going to be in December and where we're going to be next year. I almost feel like the Pete DeBoer conversation would become more relevant in 8 to 12 months from now. Where is the team at? Is the team making the steps forward? Did the team make the playoffs? And if so, does that mean that all of a sudden Lindy Ruff continues doing what he does? Or is the plan that may have been in place of saying Lindy's coming in for a couple of years and then as a transition, and then we are going to have somebody else there? How does that apply, right? And I think that that conversation is, man, we're not going to do it now. But if Pete DeBoer is still available next year in April, May, and June, where are we at? And how can we jump on that right away to continue the progression that we've started here in Buffalo? And I think that's probably the same conversation around the league. Like, there's teams that are probably saying, oh, Pete DeBoer is a really good ad. We got to do it. Like Jim Montgomery adding to St. Louis right after Drew Bannister was like, sorry, Drew, but you've been in the job for a month and a half. We're going to fire you. We got somebody better. But I don't see Pete DeBoer getting hired right now for the start of the 25-26 season.
I don't think it's going to take till April for him to get hired.
Well, yeah, maybe it's December, right? Like, who around the league could be a casualty?
Patrick Waugh.
Yeah, the New York Islanders with Patrick Waugh, they don't start well. You're going to look there. Like Philly just got Rick Tocchet. Pittsburgh just got their guy.
Like Vancouver moved Adam Foote from assistant to head coach.
Yeah.
They're probably not going to panic that quickly into Foote's tenure.
No.
But it would be hard to imagine Vancouver or anyone, but specifically Vancouver in this situation going, probably could have used Pete DeBoer here.
Could the LA Kings be a team that is like
100%.
Because
1,000,000%,
there was already Kenny Holland's first job was, what are you going to do with Jim Hiller as a coach? That tough challenge in game 3 of the first round against the Edmonton Oilers. You're up to nothing. You know, well, now, all of a sudden, you have Pete DeBoer. Kenny Holland is smart enough to know that Pete DeBoer is one of the best coach that you could have if and when available. Mm-hmm. The LA Kings start October, November, and it's not going the right way.
No reason to think it will go the wrong way. I mean,
their
foundation is so good. I would expect them to be good, which is why Holland backed Hiller right from the start. But the point is, if they don't, then Pete DeBoer, in my opinion,
Utah.
Yeah, I think Utah's been on my mind since the moment this happened.
Andre Tourigny is like, okay, he did good last year. They were +7.
Yep.
They were, how many points were they away from a playoff spot? 7 points, but they were +7 in NHL 500. Mm-hmm. That's a great step.
Yep.
But Pete DeBoer would put you in another level here. And Utah and Ryan Smith and his wife and the ownership group there is going to say like, hey, like, we can't wait that long. We have to keep these fans. Like Seattle made the playoffs in what, year 2?
Yeah, and then not since.
And not since, but they did make the playoffs in year 2. Vegas has been, like Utah has to say, like we have to bring the fan base along here and make the playoffs as well.
And when it comes to coaching, and you mentioned that the only vacancy in the NHL right now is Dallas, the Stars Farm Club in Texas was eliminated by Abbotsford last night. Neil Graham has been at the helm there for quite a while at the AHL level and is definitely getting a lot of publicity as a potential replacement. The Stars organization has not relieved any of DeBoer's assistant coaches of their duties at this point in time. Mm-hmm. So it remains to be seen how those jobs either change or stay as is. But Neil Graham's Texas Stars had a dramatic win on Friday to extend the series, only to fall in Abbotsford last night in the 6th game. So now we have, for the first time in AHL history, Abbotsford versus Charlotte for the Calder Cup. Marty, last spontaneous trivia before the break. How many miles between these two cities as they embark on the Calder Cup beginning Friday in Charlotte?
Abbotsford and Charlotte, I'm going to say 1,800 miles.
You'd be way, way, way off. It is 2,907 miles each way. And I'm going to guess that this might be the longest different distance traveled for any AHL final. But anyway, it is remarkable. It's going to start in Charlotte. They'll be seeking a second Calder Cup in the last 6 years, but with two different affiliations. Previously, it was Carolina. Now it's Florida, and they're up against the Vancouver Farm Club in the Abbotsford Canucks.
We'll take they weren't in existence when I was in the AHL. Let's just put it this way. Charlotte and Abbotsford were not even in the process of thinking, we'll have teams in the AHL when I played.
We've seen a lot of markets come and go, but these two are pretty good right now.
They're good.
And the teams are exceptional, as has been the Panthers and the Oilers. Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final happens tonight. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
Get back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We're not exactly half of what we used to be, but it does feel like a unplugged version of Sabres Live today. We are WGR 550 exclusive. We're back on MSG tomorrow.
Media Day and our studio is being used. So, yes.
But, I mean, exciting week. How can you not be pumped looking out at the weather right now to get this new work week kicked off? But we have an amazing pet adoption event the Sabres are hosting at the arena. It's this Saturday, June 14th, 10 to 2 at KeyBank Center. Attendees are encouraged to bring a new or unopened bag of dog or cat food to the event. Food collected at the event is going to be donated to the participating rescue organizations, of which there are so many, who are so awesome in our community. Learn more about this pet adoption event at sabres.com/pet adoption.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Just exhaling here at the distant sound of rain.
That's okay.
It's all good,
you know,
right?
It's important that there's
a cycle. Get it out of the system now.
Yes.
Because I want to be thoroughly entertained and dry on Saturday night at Highmark Stadium when Parker McCollum takes to the stage, followed by Chris Stapleton, followed by the King, George Strait. So Yes. Let's get it out of the way now. Get it,
open the skies up now and then blue skies for Saturday and it will be all fine. Now, there will be fashion statements made for an outdoor concert.
My daughter already asked me what I was wearing.
Yes, exactly.
It's going to be pretty low-key ball cap and denim. I think you know that.
But that's what it's like. I get that. Like, that's what I would do too. Like, okay, I would say that's a statement because you're going to a big country affair. You want to be comfortable. And yeah, like a, you know, ball cap, denim, maybe a plaid shirt, something that's in there. You know, I do have my cowboy hat and cowboy boots that I bought in Dallas at the Darlene draft that I could always, like, for these moments, could bring them out. But number one, I'm not going. And number two, this is not the fashion statement that I want to talk about. So this, tune in on Wednesday, by the way, because Wednesday is going to be the Marty Rantanen days, where at 12:30 every Wednesdays, I'm going to have a rant. This could be considered a mini rant, but I want to know from you, Duffer, have you noticed the NHL Stanley Cup patch on the jerseys in game one and two this year?
I only noticed it when I saw the close-up of McDavid and yes, how displaced it becomes because of the size of the C on his jersey.
So because of the advertisement on the team's jersey, so that goes to the right shoulder pectoral, right pectoral area, and the letter, the C or the alternate captain, usually going to the left, now it leaves kind of a dilemma as to where you put the patch. The patch usually would go on the right pectoral, so everybody's got it, and that's fine. But now you have advertisement on the right side. You have the C or DA on the left side. Now you have a little bit of space to put the patch between the C and the logo. It looks very odd. So my thinking was, why wouldn't they just put the patch on the shoulders? You know, like for the Oilers, or can you do it differently for both teams? Because the Florida Panthers have the numbers on the shoulders. Like, their numbers aren't on the arm, they're on the shoulders. So now Florida has something on the shoulders and they have something on the chest. And it's like, oh my God, where, like, do we need that patch at all? And I get it, right? I get it. I have my Stanley Cup jersey from 99 from the Sabres. It has the patch on it. It's great. It's special. It's unique. But can you find somewhere else that doesn't look ugly? Because that's what it looks like right now. It looks ugly. If you look at McDavid, his jersey, the patch looks out of place. It almost looks like Connor was like, I want the patch on my jersey, and grabbed a flat iron and put it on himself and ironed it on and was like, okay, we're good, right? So shoulders would have been great. You know, find a different way to display it. Maybe you take off that advertisement. I get it. That's a lot of money. But if the NHL wants
That ain't happening.
I get it. But find it. Put the advertisement somewhere else. Put it in the back below the names or something. Like, you know, do something. But it looks bad. So there's my small Marty Rantanen for today. But it's more of a fashion statement. Like, your superstar, Connor McDavid, is being photographed and it's going around the world and people are like, what is this here? Does that look weird? That patch? Like, it looks odd. Like, that's what it looks like.
Good news is Connor seems completely unaffected by the fashion dilemma, as he has produced 5 points in the first two games of this year's Stanley Cup final.
Was that the play of the playoffs? His assist to Draisaitl? Was that the play of the playoffs?
Probably. I mean, I don't know. I marvel at it at so much, and some of it doesn't see the light of highlight reels in the same way that I view the game. But yeah, I mean, it was spectacular. It was almost inevitable based on how close you were watching at that moment. You can sense often these types of plays, and it was magic. It was stunning. It was, I guess, as great a piece of art that you could ever hope to hang in the Hockey Hall of Fame, really.
So I saw a tweet today from, I think it may have been from the Bills, but It was basically because Madden 26 being going to come out. It was like Josh Allen's spectacular plays, but made into an into the Madden, you know, ways. Remember when he got the pass back and dove into the end zone or whatever?
Yep.
Like, I couldn't wait. I can't wait for NHL 26 to come out and put that play on their, you know, social media ads and whatever, like make David different angles, rotate, see him come in, cut in and out. Like, that's amazing. Here's another like spontaneous trivia for you, Duffer, in a way. And maybe the number doesn't have to be right there, but how many penalties were called in the first period of game two?
Zero.
Well, no, it was 11. Okay.
Like, right. I'm not keeping track, obviously.
Will there be, that's you being sarcastic and saying like zero, but will there be 11 penalties called in the rest of this Stanley Cup final? Like, 11 penalties were called in the first period of game two.
I hope that they continue to call at a higher rate. And I hope many of them are goaltender interference penalties.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Sam Bennett.
Yeah. I don't want to belabor it. I mean, we can do it again tomorrow post game because it will undoubtedly be a talking point somehow.
Will he do it again tonight, you think?
Well, sure. Because he has a greater than 50% chance that he's not going to get called, in my opinion. So
did you think that was a penalty on Bennett though? Because he got pushed.
Who cares? Like, I'm not going to change my tune after what we discussed after game one. Like, it's Sam Bennett. I'm never, ever, ever going to give him or Corey Perry or anybody else the benefit of the doubt. And I'm not going to slice it down to frame by frame, millisecond by millisecond. Like, we all know how these players are wired. This is obvious to me, but whatever. That's just me not having to wear the stripes. So
here's another thing I thought, goalie specific. So when Bennett fell on Stuart Skinner grabbed his leg right away because Bennett fell on his leg. But there was also a bit of a whiplash action on Stuart Skinner that looked like he may have hit his head on the post, but he grabbed his leg. Here's my advice to all NHL goalies, because we all know, and maybe it's a bad advice, but I'm just saying, we all know that concussion spotters are paying attention. You know, goalies are being removed. If you get run in, if you get a big contact, first thing you got to do is grab another part of your body. Grab your leg, grab your arm, don't grab your head, because then, regardless of if you're hurt or not, they may pull you. But like Stuart Skinner grabbed his leg, there was no debate that, oh, he hurt his leg. Like, and then you watch it again, you're like, oh, maybe he hit his head on the post. Maybe there was whiplash. But he grabbed his leg, so there was no debate. I'm saying, if you're a goalie, just to be safe so you don't get pulled, you know, yeah, have the trainer look at you. And when the trainer gets to you and you say, I hit my head a little bit, but I, you know, just want to, you know, be safe. Grab another part of your body so you don't get pulled mid-game by the concussion spotter.
Jeff, can you clip that off for future promos? Thank you.
Grab a part of your body.
We did talk Sabres briefly in the first half hour as it pertained to organizationally from a certain height, looking at Pete DeBoer and, you know, and this is not just Sabre, but how any team might look at Pete DeBoer right now based on his availability, but technically no availabilities behind a bench other than Dallas. Another thing that I wanted to ask you about post Combine and Hockey World being in Buffalo last week, and now the inevitable ramp up of more rumors of trading picks and or prospects for current established players as we get closer to the draft, which is then followed just 3 days later by free agency for. Let's do it team specific here.
Okay.
Which of these New York Rangers is most likely to end up a Buffalo Sabre? Keandre Miller, Alexi Lafreniere, Vincent Trocheck, or Chris Kreider?
I would say Chris Kreider. Keandre Miller is such an attractive piece on the back end, but he is a left shot defenseman. So, I mean, we have so much uncertainty when it comes to Bo Byram moving forward. Do I think I would want to go into next year? Darlene, Power, Byram, Keandre Miller, all left shot defensemen? No, I would want a little bit of variety in that department. But having Chris Kreider in your top six, the speed, the veteran presence that he brings, kills penalties, I would say Kreider would be the guy that that I would be after. But Lafreniere is a good young prospect, but I don't need a young, you know,
and not a prospect.
Project. Well, he's not a prospect, but he's still a project in the sense that
is he?
Well, he started well last year and then it didn't finish. Who is Alexis Lafreniere? The guy that started well and signed a contract, or the guy that finished with very little? And so I think there's still a question mark. I don't want a question mark. And Trocheck, I'd prefer Kreider to Trocheck.
Hmm. How do you feel about the likelihood of it?
Well, I mean, in my world, in Marty's world, because I know Chris Kreider too, I say I would, and I've mentioned that before. I mentioned that a month ago. So I would be making the call and saying, hey, how can I make that work? The Rangers are kind of in a tough spot cap-wise and roster-wise, and they just, you know, they acquired JT Miller. And so I want to say you could probably sneak that one under the radar and make some good business there for Chris Kreider.
Quick break. Back with more on the opening of the week edition of Sabres Live here on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Congratulations, Marty, to your buddy Jay McKee, who's got himself a new three-year contract extension in Brantford of the OHL.
It's great for Jay. It's a great organization, a great group there. It used to be the Hamilton Bulldogs that moved over to Brantford, new building and everything, and I think Jay is one of those that will get a shot in the NHL at some point as an assistant or head coach. But this is a great place to be to continue, you know, his success and what he's been able to do. Now, Duffer, because it's best and worst of the weekend, also, just wanted to let you know, here's what my day consisted in yesterday, okay? I woke up at about 5:45 in the morning, left at 6 a.m., drove to West Point to go pick up Jacob, turn around, and drove back. I was back in Buffalo, left at 6 a.m., was back in Buffalo at 5:45. So it was about an 11 hours and 45 minutes of, you know, travel. It's about 5.25 to 5.5 there and back, a little time there. But at about 9 o'clock in the morning, I turned on the tennis. That started at about 9:30. And it went on for over 5 hours. So about half of my travel was dedicated to listening to this unbelievable Yannick Sinner and Carlos Alcaraz tennis final at Roland Garros, the French Open, that went five sets. Sinner won the first two. Alcaraz won the next three. Tie break in the fifth set. Over 5 hours. It was unbelievable. So that was the best of the weekend. And you talk about playing overtime, double overtime, triple overtime. Like, these guys went toe-to-toe all the way until the very end.
Do you habitually listen to...
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Tennis?
I picture it in my mind. Like, it's awesome. Like, I see it. Like, it's like a hologram in front of me as we're going. I see it all, you know, but I did.
So how much time did you actually get at your destination? How long were you there before you turned around?
20 minutes.
Oh my. Why again?
Well, because Jacob like finished his cadet field training, but now he's coming back for a month and he's got to bring his goalie equipment and everything.
So you just went to pick him up.
I just went to pick him up, bring him back.
Yeah.
But how about this? It was 744 miles round trip. I put the counter, you know, the trip number two counter at zero. It was 744 miles round trip.
That's a long ways from the
distance. You asked me Abbotsford and Charlotte, I thought, probably two or three times what I did yesterday. No, it's like five times that.
My six-hour round trip to just east of Toronto to see Texas King perform on Saturday night seems to pale in comparison in the miles. We'll put a few more on tomorrow on Sabres Live.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.